Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll deliver some wheat news and cover all of our upcoming extension programming. But first, did you know that all third and fourth grade students all over our county will get the experience of Ag in the Classroom this spring? A total of 4 units will be taught. The month of February is dedicated to the pork industry. In the classrooms, students will get to see up close with all the happenings in a swine unit, from little pigs to finishing hogs. They will experience each step along the way and see how swine producers ensure the quality insurance program, treating animals fairly. Students will get to see a scaled-down swine unit right there in their classrooms. Our Ag in the Classroom teacher, Lindsay Muting, educates all the students on what the pigs eat and how producers take care of their animals 24/7. This unit is a great way for the kids to see what it takes to be in the swine business. In my extension news, last Thursday was our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School here at the 4-H building. What an outstanding meal and program, with Dr. Tina Sullivan talking about fall armyworms and Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University Extension talking about the cattle market and beyond. This program has had a long tradition of being one of the top KSE programs in the state. We had 27 sponsors to help promote this year's school, with over 190 in attendance. It was a full house. A thank you goes out to all the producers and guests that came to this year's school, and a special thank you goes out to Gentleman Joe at Canton Lockers for delivering such great steaks for the meal, and our good friends at MKC for doing an excellent job in cooking the steaks. Thanks for my volunteers that helped serve the meal, and Tara and Laura Lee from the office for checking in all the attendees. And then save the date for the 2026 KSU Cattlemen's Day on March 6th. Make plans now to attend this annual event in Manhattan. This year it will be hosted at the TJ Quarter Horse Walker Family Arena, north of the campus in Manhattan. What a beautiful facility to host such an event. In my wheat news, after the cold snap in late January, temperatures have been on the rise. In fact, since the start of February, average temperatures have been as much as 12 to 13 degrees above normal. While the weather has turned to normal conditions this past weekend, warmer than normal conditions are expected to return in March. The effects of these warmer than average temperatures on the wheat crop are concerning producers and crop consultants. The effect of the high temperatures in late January to early February period on the wheat crop will depend on several factors, particularly on temperatures during the remainder of this month and early March. Where temperatures were consistently close to 50 degrees and fluctuated little during the recent period, the high temperatures should cause a gradual loss of cold hardiness. The warmer the crown temperature has been during the recent period, the more quickly the wheat plants will begin to lose their maximum level of cold hardiness. As the weather has been near normal this last weekend, warmer than normal temperatures are expected to return in March. Winter wheat can reharden in some extent during the winter, even if it loses its full level of winter hardiness, but it will not regain its maximum level of winter hardiness. Thus, in the regions where soil temperatures have been the warmest, the crop may be the least tolerant to low temperatures for the remainder of the winter, becoming more susceptible to freeze injury if temperatures decrease in single digits in the near future. In more extension news, our next Teach and Taste will be Wednesday, March the 11th, here at the Extension office, where it's always free and hands-on. Plan to attend March's Teach and Taste, March 11th. Our Master Gardeners and Friends will host their February educational meeting this Thursday, February 26th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the Extension Office Meeting Room, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. This program will be over soil health and nutrition in your garden, and everyone in our community is invited. Make plans now to learn something new for this spring and summer's lawn and garden. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.